Her lively character and poise made her appearance striking. Several years after the first meeting, Smith described her a child of 10 years old, which not only for feature, countenance, and proportion, much exceeded any of the rest of Powhatan's people, but for with the spirit and only non-peril of his country. Unfortunately, relations with the Powhatans worsened. Necessarily, trading still continued, but hostiles became more open. While before she had been allowed to come and go almost at will, Pocahontas' visits to the fort became much less frequent. In October 1609, Smith was badly injured by gunpowder explosion and was forced to return to England. When Pocahontas next came to visit the fort, she was told that her friend Smith was dead. Pocahontas apparently married an Indian private named Cocum in 1610. She lived in Potomac country among the Indians, but her relationship with the Englishman was not over. When an energetic and resourceful member of Jamestown settlement, Captain Samuel Argyll, learned where she was, he devised a plan to kidnap her and hold her for ransom. While the help of the Joppazaws, lesser chief of the Potowamak Indians, Argyll learned lured Pocahontas on his ship. When told she was not be allowed to leave, she began to exceeding pensive and disconnected, but she eventually became calmer and was accustomed to her captivity. Argyll sent word to Powhatan that he would return his well-beloved daughter only when the chief had returned to him the English prisoners he held, the arms and tools that the Indians had stolen, and also stored some corn. After some time, Powhatan sent part of the ransom and asked they treat his daughter well. Argyll returned to Jamestown in April 1613 with Pocahontas. He eventually moved to a new settlement, Henrico, which was under the leadership of Sir Thomas Dale. It was here that she began her education in Christian faith.